You mentioned, which I've never heard about before, some type of assay for BCL2. What kind of assays are out there, and how well does that correlate with T1114? Do you see high levels in non-T1114?
Absolutely. So the assay essentially is a PCR-based assay. So you look at the BCL2 expression as well as the BCL-XL expression in MCL1. So essentially what we see is that profile of a high BCL2, low BCL-XL is typically seen in the patients with 1114 translocation, or at least it tends to be much more commonly seen in that group of patients. Now, when we identify patients with that particular profile, it's a very small number, but in the phase 1 study, 8 out of the 9 patients with that profile had a partial response to venetoclax as a single agent. So I think that there's promise, but obviously we need to have an assay that can be employed in the clinic and to choose these patients.
Getting back to this double refractory situation, where would venetoclax fit in? After daratumumab, way after, or are you using it outside a trial setting?
So right now for the 1114 patients who are refractory to many of the standard therapies, many of us have been using venetoclax off-label. But I think there are clinical trials we want to try and put those patients on. But I think if the whole thing pans out, you know, based on what we have seen so far, that venetoclax is very effective in single agent in the 1114 patient population, then I suspect it's going to initially be used in patients who are refractory to the currently available agents, but rapidly moving to the frontline setting where it will be used in combination with other triplets. But in the non-1114 translocation patients too, it probably has a major role, but will be used in combination with a proteasome inhibitor. But there are studies ongoing adding that to the monoclonal antibodies like daratumumab. So based on those results, we probably will see that moving to earlier lines of therapy.
So I was just interviewing Anne Lacoste this morning. I wish I had known about this BCL2 assay because I would have asked her, but I'll ask you, has that been looked at in CLL?
So this assay is not used in CLL because the CLL cells always have very high expression of BCL2. So I don't think you really need that assay to pick out the patients. Here we are looking at only about 15 to 20% of patients having 1114, and only half of them may be having that assay that is fits the profile of somebody who is exquisitely sensitive to venetoclax.
And then in terms of the levels that you see in this assay, is it much lower in myeloma than it is in CLL?
Yeah, in general, the BCL2 expression tends to be lower in myeloma. And some of the resistance factors, you know, especially the MCL1, tends to be much higher in myeloma compared to other cancers.
And then I guess from the same point of view, I have heard that tumor lysis syndrome is very uncommon with myeloma. Is that your experience?
That is true. So initially when we did the trials, we were very cautious in ramping up the dose. But out of the 66 patients whom we put on the phase 1 study of the single agent venetoclax, we actually did not see any clinical TLS. Maybe there was one patient who had labs, which may be suggestive of TLS.